This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the world championships on the Big Island.
You're listening to the Kona Edge. It's good to have you with us. Thank you for downloading and listening to the podcast. And we're chatting some running today. My name is Brad Brown, and we catch up with a returning guest, Wendy Maeder. Wendy, welcome back. Nice to catch up.
Thanks for having me.
Wendy, let's talk some running now. And from a mental perspective, you've done some crazy long runs, 50-mile trails, 100-mile trails. It must make 26 miles at the end of an Ironman look like a walk in the park.
You would think it does, but it didn't for me. You know, I think my attitude towards running a marathon after biking 112 miles has definitely changed. But still, there's nothing easy about running a marathon after riding 112 miles.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you also spoke about having to walk a marathon at the back end of an Ironman. I've had to do that, and that sounds easy, but there's nothing easy about walking a marathon after 112 miles on the bike either.
No, not at all. There's just nothing easy about a marathon. You know, and again, I just had this conversation with someone. I've done 16 Ironman, and I've done a couple marathon only. I still mentally struggle with a marathon. You know, even though I have so much experience, marathons are hard. And so there's nothing easy about a marathon to me at all.
No, and that's exactly it. And funnily enough, I find I run better off a bike than I do just in a straight up marathon. I don't know what it is. My marathon PB's in an Ironman, which is very strange. But
I definitely enjoy it more. Yeah. I enjoy the pace and feeling a little bit more relaxed.
Yeah, I think that for me is exactly what it is as well. But when you're coming from a swimming background and having to make the transition into triathlon, you mentioned struggling with a lot of injuries. What's been some of the things that you've done over the years that you think has given you the like really good workouts on the run and made you a better runner?
Core strength training, by far the most important component to my day-to-day life is core strength training. You know, it wasn't, I got pretty badly injured in 2009, and that was the year I walked a marathon. And I had been struggling with injuries, and I'm like, oh my God, I'm so tired of getting injured. What am I missing in my training? I feel like I'm recovering, nutrition's going well. What am I missing? What I was missing was core strength training. So in 2010, I just, you know, again, I hung up the bike. I couldn't run. I didn't feel like swimming. So I focused on developing my own programs to strengthen my core functional strength training. And I'm such a high advocate of athletes incorporating strength training into their year-round program.
Yeah. How much would you typically put in a week if you were training for an Ironman? Obviously, you mentioned time management in a prior chat too, and I think that's why a lot of people do discount the fact of core and strength training. They think, oh, it's not really going to help my swim, my bike, or my run. I don't have time, so that's the first thing to go. But it does make a big difference. How would you say what would you say to somebody who's got a busy schedule that should be doing sort of core work? When should they slot it in their program?
You know, I think if someone can commit to 2 days a week, you know, 15 to 45 minutes, you know, I've done 15 minute plans with people. I've done as much as 45 minutes. I don't like to spend more than 45 minutes on it, but I do like strength training. So I will do the 45 minute workout, I know what it does for my body. But I think no matter what someone does for strength, they have to find a program that works for them. I'm not a CrossFit fan. I don't do CrossFit. But if you like CrossFit, it's better, you know, you're doing some sort of strength component. Yoga, Pilates, TRX, dumbbells, barbells, body weight movements, you know, just doing some push-ups and some sort of sit-ups, planking, squatting, lunging. There's so many things you can do. You just have to find what you enjoy doing and find how much time are you willing to commit to it. I think 15 minutes minimum twice a week up to, you know, as much as three times a week, two times a week is a spine, up to 45 minutes.
Wendy, and it's crazy how many running injuries can be prevented by putting in, like you say, a couple of times, maybe three times a week. And it doesn't, like you say, it doesn't have to be long either, but just putting those sessions in will in the long run prevent injuries, and we all know, I mean, we've spoken about on the podcast so much, consistency is the key to getting better, and if you can have long, consistent blocks of training, you're just going to become a better triathlete, and as much as we don't want to, core training makes a big difference.
Oh my gosh, it's so important. I mean, the research is out there, the research will tell you that. And then I don't practice anything, or I don't preach anything I don't practice. It's just done so much for me, strength training and being injury free. It's my injury prevention program. And again, that's why I've done the sport for 25 years, you know, and I want to do it for another 25 years.
Love
consistency. It's so important.
Yeah, absolutely. Favorite run workout? What do you love doing?
Trail running. I was never a trail runner until 2011. I was a road runner, and that's probably why I got injured a lot. Trail running, and the reason being is you're out there, you're kind of hidden in the forest. That's where I like to run. You're incorporating skills and drills, high knees, butt kicks, running up and down the trail. So you're working on skills and drills. You're working on threshold heart rate, running up a hill. You can get your heart rate pretty high. Running downhill, you got to work on some technique. You can go long. You know, what got me into trail running is I always wanted to find, oh, what's behind there? What's behind there? So it made me build up my endurance just exploring the world around me. And so that's why I like trail running.
Fantastic. Well, Wendy, thank you so much for your time here on the Kona Edge today. Much appreciated. Look forward to chatting about your nutrition next time out.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Run like the wind. Our next free online running seminar is happening soon. Sign up now on theKonaEdge.com/running seminar.